May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. When was the last time that you were astounded by the wonders of creation? Today is the feast day of St. Francis of Assisi, and we are celebrating that today with the readings and the music. And part of his witness, the one that is more widely known, sort of in the secular culture, is his love for all creation. You know, lots of people have a St. Francis statue in their garden. Yesterday, some of you were here, we had our annual blessing of the animals out in our outdoor chapel back there under the oak trees. It was a lot of fun. We had probably at least 30 people and probably about 20 dogs and a couple guinea pigs and a very tame lion that was about this big. Some of you may know the tradition that happens, I think it still happens, and at least it has for years, at the Cathedral of St. John and the Divine in New York City, Episcopal Cathedral. When they celebrate St. Francis Day, they bring creation in to the cathedral, and they have this huge procession of creatures which walk and rumble and fly into the cathedral, from the smallest to the mighty elephants, and a whole crew to clean up behind them. But just imagine being in that cathedral. Imagine the sights and the sounds and the smells of that creation all right there in that same space. On a smaller scale, the parish I served in Maine when we celebrated St. Francis, we had a much smaller procession, but we had things like dogs, cats, rabbits, hamsters, snakes, lizards, some chickens. And we celebrated the Eucharist with them in the church with us. So think about that today. Think about, while we're celebrating St. Francis, I invite you to imagine your animal companions with you, both those you might have now and those that were important to you in the past, and also perhaps your favorite wild animals. Just imagine them in here with us. Each year as we celebrate St. Francis Day, I'm aware that remembering our connection to creation can help us care for all of creation and can be a powerful witness. Now, St. Francis, the more difficult part of his life and witness involved his embrace of radical poverty. Francis came from a very wealthy family. And when he was converted to Christianity, he gave away everything, all his earthly possessions, as a sign of solidarity with the poor. And he was out wandering in his witness of the love of Christ with nothing except the clothes that he wore. So St. Francis for us can also be a symbol of freedom from the worldly things that sometimes bind us in a prison of our own making. And Paul writes, in one of the lessons we had today, Paul writes of the freedom that is found in Christ, the freedom that Francis found, that we can find in Christ. May I never boast of anything, he said, except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation is everything. A new creation is everything. Paul also wrote to the Corinthians, so if anyone is in Christ, There is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. What does it mean for us to be a new creation in Christ? And what is the future that God is calling us into? We are all stewards, caretakers of God's creation, this fragile earth, our island home. And when we work to be faithful caretakers of God's world, we are also working on behalf of the poorest of the poor. Because, as you know, the poor in this world already bear the brunt of the poisoning of the planet. It is the poor who are unable to move away from things like toxic waste sites. It is the poor who are eating most of the contaminated fish from poisoned rivers and lakes, because for some of them that's about the only food they have. The poor are breathing the worst air and suffering the highest asthma rates. The poor are suffering the most when extreme weather events hit. Just think about Hurricane Katrina. It is all connected. We are all connected, and we are connected to all of creation. It is the way that God created this world. And today, St. Francis connects these life and death issues to our own life of faith. We are talking about the healing of creation, the healing of our world, in which we are already a new creation by our baptism into Christ's body. There is a lot of exciting and groundbreaking work for the healing of our planet that is going on in the world around us. I remember seeing a movie that called The 11th Hour some time ago. It's a documentary drawing on scientists who are doing research all over the planet. And it shows us kind of a snapshot of where we are, really at a turning point for the future of our planet and where we could go. And these scientists are learning from God's creation, from the inherent wisdom in creation. The world is a self-regulating system, and each ecosystem in the world is a self-regulating system. Everything fits brilliantly together. There's virtually no waste, for everything is reused and recycled by the natural order of things, unless we introduce things and we mess with it, which we have done. And human actions over time, and particularly probably the last 100 years, have dramatically upset this self-regulating system. We've harmed the natural balances. And many people now are working and studying all kinds of creatures to learn how we can change the way we do things and live so that all of creation can thrive. There are engineers and architects who are creating bold new ways of building that work in harmony with the earth. Places like our own Episcopal General Seminary in New York City have put in geothermal heating and cooling systems. Many colleges and other institutions have been going green, envisioning new ways of living. And as you know, if you have a pet, or you've had a pet, or a domesticated animal, that all human beings benefit from contact with animals. It's been proven that the cats and dogs and horses have therapeutic value to us. Just being around a pet or a horse can lower your blood pressure and help you feel more whole and connected. Cats and dogs and horses are already being used as therapy animals for the elderly, the sick, and the physically and emotionally challenged. We haven't even begun to learn all that we can learn from our animal companions, the tame and the wild, that walk this road of life with us. In Florida, we live in a state that has much natural beauty, where sometimes bald eagles and often osprey fly overhead, and manatees and dolphins swim in the waters, and alligators. We can benefit every day from the glories of God's creation. And that simple experience of being in a place of natural beauty is an experience that many of the poor of the world's large cities have never had. It's hard to imagine, but there are people who live an hour from the ocean who have never been there because they can't afford to go. There were people on the Native American Pine Ridge Reservation that we visited with our last pilgrimage who had never been to their sacred places because they had no resources to get there. Our church, the Episcopal Church, with its incarnational theology, is uniquely situated to make a witness for the just and proper care of God's creation. With all the blessings that we are given comes much responsibility. And the way that we handle this responsibility as individuals and families and a parish, a community, it does matter, and it can have repercussions, and we want it to be good repercussions. So what does it mean that we are a new creation in Christ? It means that Christ has already done the hard work of the cross, defeating the power of death forever. It means that when Christ was resurrected, everything changed. Everything became new. All of creation. It means that we can choose to live out of the freedom and abundance that God intends for us. It means that we don't need to fear the changes and the challenges that are ours by virtue of the time in which we live. As one of the scientists said on that documentary film, it's an extremely exciting time to be alive. Ours is the generation that gets to revision everything. A new creation and a new way of living on this earth. Let us pray that we may take the challenges that are given and make the changes necessary for the whole creation to thrive. Amen.